You're listening to Focus on VOCM.
And welcome back to Focus here on 590 VOCM, presented by the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Art Society. I'm Greg Smith, joined by Artistic Director Brian Power from the 40th Annual Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Festival. And the lineup announced Thursday past. We just ran through Friday's lineup. So far, I'm very intrigued by this lineup, but Saturday, Sunday, going to keep amping up, eh?
Saturday and Sunday, we have pretty the heavy hitters come out those two nights. You know, Friday, of course, is special in itself. We have some really interesting things, Saturday especially. It's her first time now, Amelia Curran. You know, she's played the festival many times, done really well, Juno award-winning, ECMA award-winning, everything award-winning. She does very well. But this year is the first time that she has the opportunity to headline a night, and she's doing that with her full band. Her full touring band is coming, and she's very excited about it. It's going to be a spectacular night.
Shadow laid at my feet, stretched out before me, incomplete. Prey to them children cut loose on the street. I bottled my worship, I swallowed it neat. Well, somebody somewhere is missing you now. They promised you mercy and they'll find it somewhere.
That's Amelia Curran here on Focus on 590 VOCM, focusing on the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Art Society for this first episode of Focus, presented by the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Festival and the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Art Society. and Amelia Curran, of course, headlining Saturday night. Brian Power joins us. He's the artistic director of the Folk Festival. Let's see who else is playing Saturday night just ahead of Amelia.
And that's just the headliner, Amelia, because right before that, now, of course, we had a great loss this year, a great musician and songwriter, a personality. The night the lights went out in downtown St. John's, the night Ron Hines died. And so what we're doing for him is we're putting together a tribute, and it's going to be all the players and all the singers, and it's going to be absolutely magical to do at the park on a beautiful, just picture being at the park on that beautiful night. I remember the first time I saw Ron Hines play the Folk Festival. He played all the hits, even played Sonny's Dream, and he smiled the entire time. It was one of the most beautiful memories of the Folk Festival, and it's really nice to recreate that now again with all the people that he loved and who loved him very much.
For sure, and we're going to, of course, dedicate the festival this year to Ron's memory, and Crystal Drew will help us put that band together. Looking forward to that night for sure. Who else is playing Saturday night?
The banjo player, Old Man Ludica, who's a St. John's favorite, a Newfoundland favorite. He comes here regularly and does very well. We love him very much. We also have a very special reunion of sorts. It's a band that named Figgy Duff. And that's not the only reunion we have this weekend as well. Right before them as well, we have, her name is Jenny Gare, and she got in touch, and she's going to do a full reunion with her band, the Whiskey Kittens. And that band is a hot band, including Dwayne Andrews and Pat Boyle and Curtis Andrews. It's going to be a thing. It's going to be really great. And to round out that evening, it's Roger House and Dennis Parker doing acoustic blues.
Wicked.
What else do you want?
That's right. So That's all just one evening, which means Saturday morning we still have lots in store for you.
It always was, but it has become even more so these years, more family-oriented, children's kind of performers, but easygoing performances, highlighted this year by our Juno Award-winning band from St. John's, Newfoundland, named The Swinging Bells.
You need an attitude of gratitude. Quit that saucy fatitude. Be happy for what each new day brings. An attitude of gratitude will put your heart right in the mood for you to dance and sing. When you're feeling down and out, when you're feeling blue, when your heart is really glum, here's what you can do. Have an attitude of gratitude, quit that saucy attitude, be happy for what each new day brings. An attitude of gratitude will put your heart right in the mood for you to dance and sing. When your brow is furrowed, dark clouds hang overhead. When you've got to get up, but you'd rather stay in bed. You need an attitude of gratitude, quit that saucy attitude, be happy for what each new day brings. An attitude of gratitude will put your heart right in the mood for you to dance and sing. When you're feeling troubled and things aren't going right, don't you get discouraged, just try with all your might. Do you have an attitude of gratitude? Quit that saucy attitude, be happy for what each new day brings. An attitude of gratitude will put your heart right in the mood for you to dance and sing. In the mood for you to dance and sing.
And that's The Swinging Bells here on Focus on 590 VOCM, presented by the Newfoundland Labrador Folk Festival and the Newfoundland Labrador Folk Art Society. And The Swinging Bells will headline, as we call, the family-oriented afternoon. There's lots of organization going into this festival, but when you come down to it, you want something that all ages are going to enjoy, and that, of course, includes the kids in Bannerman Park, because you know they're going to have a lot of fun.
And that's right. And not only do we have the Swinging Bells on the afternoon, we have another an award-winning children's entertainer named Rick Barron, who we try to get every time he comes, there's a weather.
Yeah.
So hopefully Rick doesn't bring the weather this year. And if he does, fine, we'll do it anyway. It's going to be great. I was talking to the Swinging Bells about this, actually. They're like, what else do children love? She said, well, parents love to watch their kids dance. And so what we did is we got St. John's finest Ukrainian folk band named the Kubasonics are going to be playing right after the Swinging Bells. And if you've never seen them, you have to get down to the park that day and watch. It's going to be amazing. And then after that, they've been playing the folk festival for 30 years now, mm-hmm. Crooked Stovepipe.
Wicked.
Yeah, and that's going to round out that day. It's going to be a really beautiful, beautiful, talented Saturday afternoon. And there's one more that we're not going to tell you right now, but it's a really exciting part of that.
That's right. You got to keep a look on nlfolk.com for the details when that gets officially released. Now, Sunday afternoon starts a little earlier. You mentioned Crooked Stovepipe. I've been playing the festival for a number of years. We mentioned this is the 40th anniversary of the Newfoundland Labrador Folk Festival. So Sunday afternoon is going to be a bit of a commemoration of sorts, right?
We kind of made the entire Sunday as the whole weekend, of course, is the 40th anniversary celebration, but we kind of lined up the Sunday to be very special. We're starting off in the afternoon with the way it used to be. You know, we're doing traditional song sessions followed by an accordion sessions. We're going to have a dedication of sorts to the festival and to all the performers. And then we have some really great performers. Anita Best and Pamela Morgan's going to do their duo. But the highlight for me, anyway, and I was delighted for that it happened and came together, and it was the most wonderful way. I called one of them, and they said, okay, call my brother. And I called the brother, and he said, no, call Bax. I had to call all three of them, then I had to get them all back together and say, yeah, they're all good. And it's like, okay, we'll do it. And those three, of course, are Pat and Joe Byrne and Bax Wearum.
A swinger. Swing our head round, we're heading up the bay. I'll swing our head round, we're heading towards the sunset. Towards the sunset in search of yesterday. All cares will vanish as soon as we clear Berto. And the seven combers that roll their day by day. We're joined again with those who sail before us. Toward Chaparua, our out to Golden Bay. A swing our head round, we're heading for the western. Swing our head round, we're heading up the bay. Swing our head round, we're heading towards the sunset. Towards the sunset in search of yesterday. Our thoughts go back now to those trim Yankee bankers. Taking bait on for George's or the Briar. And the song sung men like those who sailed from Brulé, bound for St. Peter's in the springtime of the year. Lost in the mists are the ghosts of sturdy hunters. From Roserow, still searching for the whale. And the ghostly fleet, forever beating winners. Forever riding that fabled August gale. And the ghosts of those who forever are returning. From far Oporto or the Indies with their charms, driving bows under to make it home for Christmas, to kitchen fires and women's waiting arms. So swing our hands. Swing our
yesterday. The islands stand now like silent gray reminders of times gone by when Nat was in his prime. They hold the secret for all who wish to find it, forever flowing in blood like yours and mine. So swing her head round, we're heading for the western. Swing her head round, we're heading up the bay. Oh, swing her head round, we're heading towards the sunset. Towards the sunset in search of yesterday.
And welcome back to Focus. That right there, Pat and Joe Byrne with Baxter Wareham. Don't think I need to say that, though. They're going to be closing out the Saturday afternoon of the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Festival. Artistic Director Brian Power of the Folk Festival joins us in studio. And Sunday night, we continue with the celebrations of the 40th anniversary year.
And it's a remarkable 40th anniversary Sunday night. You're not going to believe it. They start off the evening with a really young duo. You know, just because the Folk Festival's mandate is to give the, you know, you kind of youth the chance. Now, they're not young, but they're new. Their name is they're Gary and Whit. But after them, listen to this. It's Jim Payne and Fergus O'Byrne. And then it's the Ennis Sisters. And then it's the Fortunate Ones. And then it's the Dardanelles. To finish that beautiful night is a band that we all know, award-winning, named The Wants.
I'm leaving, 'cause I'm so tired of never knowing what to do. I'm feeling you got me hired to be a fool for you. I dreamed you'd love me, I dreamed you'd want me. If I did more than you asked me to, but all you needed was for someone to prove a fool for you. Oh, to be a fool for you. When we first met, I measured you up to the sky.
And that's the Once from their album Departures, Fool for You on Focus on 590 VOCM from the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Arts Society. Greg Smith, along with the artistic director of this year's 40th annual Newfoundland Labrador Folk Festival, August 5th to the 7th, Brian?
That's right, in Bannerman Park.
All right, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody there. Tickets will be going on sale soon. Keep your eyes on nlfolk.com for all the information on tickets availability, on the, of course, small stages. We never even got into them yet today, but that's going to be a whole show in itself. The Neil Murray stage, the instrumental tent, the oral traditions tent, and we're bringing back the homemade jam tent this year.
Homemade jam is always a highlight of the festival.
So it's going to be a fantastic week, and keep your eyes on the website, nlfolk.com, for all the details. Brian, thanks so much for coming in, taking part in this first ever Focus. We're going to be here every Sunday, 2 o'clock on VOCM, right up until the Newfoundland Labrador Folk Festival. Once again, August 5th to the 7th at Bannerman Park in St. John's.